B-Pod Studios.
And the Sports Hub app. It's the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand, on the only place for the local call of the game, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, welcome into Zolak and Bertrand. We are live from the Star Market broadcast booth at Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street with Bud Light today as we get ready for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. You guys ready for this?
Yeah, about time.
Yeah. Not like there's been that much time off.
No, but it feels
games.
Like 2 days. Feels like four. It does.
I can't wait for that puck to drop. 10 hours and 20 minutes right. From now.
And I'll go home after this, and I'll sit there for 5 hours, and I'll still be feeling the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait.
My kid will have a bath. He'll be in bed. Hey, Dad, wake me up when the second period starts. I got that when I dropped him off today. That's what his mindset's like. Thanks, NHL.
You know, I had said all day yesterday that Zdeno Chara wouldn't play tonight. I'm starting to think there's an outside chance.
I'm starting to think there's a chance, too. Enough guys are saying either they think he's going to play or there's a real good chance he's going to play. So I don't know. I guess I'd have to be stupid to say there's no way he's going to play tonight. In fact, I'm with you. I think he's going to play.
Still calling it an outside chance, though. I still don't think it's probable.
They won't comment on it. They won't say anything. Now, that's smart if you're A, unsure, or B, you know that he's not going to play. Why tell the Blues that? You know, why give them anything ahead of time?
Joe McDonald of The Athletic, guy who covers the team day in and day out. He wrote, "My sense is that Zdeno Chara plays in Game 5 with a broken jaw." He wrote up an entire story on it. Jeremy Roenick said he doesn't know the extent of Chara's injury, but said that technology allows injuries to be stabilized better than in the past, saying, quote, "The hardest thing is the breathing. If he can breathe, he can play. I think he will play. Because he has a whole lifetime to heal his face."
Hold on. It's Roenick. Okay. I'm texting Roenick back and forth here.
He is. He is texting Roenick right now.
It wasn't texting him about coming on the show. I could see it.
It doesn't look good. He said, "Times are tough." He's at the arena from 11 to 11:30. He just want to get out of bed and come down here prior to that.
Tell him we've got 4 hours.
I told him I got free food, everything.
Tell him we're here for between now and 2 p.m.
I did, dude.
Anytime between now and 2 p.m. Don't even give him times.
I gave him I said, "You have a luxury between 10 to 2 anytime, no warning. Just walk on." And doesn't look good.
And he's giving us the runaround? He's giving us the business?
He's giving us the high hat is what he's doing.
This is what I do to people.
It is what you do to people.
Oh. Just say no.
I get it.
Tell him just say no then. Just say no then.
Give me the Roenick. Just tell us no.
I'll end this.
It's fine, Roenick.
I'll end this right now.
Say, "Roenick, just tell us no. Does he want to call us? Do you want to do a phoner?
Let me just check.
You want to call? Ask him. He wants to call us for 5-10 minutes. We'll get him on the phone."
He said, "Times are tough."
He says, "These times are tough." Meaning
what? Thursday
between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Meaning he's busy for between 10 to 2. From the network standpoint,
of course
they go
he
in
is.
And they film.
Busy guy. I mean,
they
he is.
Film
he is
stuff
working.
On the ice, Jim. Inside. I mean, he's got to be there for skates.
I'm gonna give the guy the benefit of the doubt. He's working all day. There are some down times, but he is working. The guy works a full time gig on TV. It's
right.
Not like he's
and he's not saying times are tough. Like he could use a few bucks if he's gonna come over here. And
no.
Us. I don't think
he's saying the timing
either.
Of everything.
Timing
in his schedule today is tough.
Yeah, the timing.
Ask
is
him
tough.
If we can call him. That's what we'll do. See if
I
we can get him on the
just
phone.
Did. Okay.
All right. But Roenick said the hardest thing is the breathing. If he can breathe, he can play. That's what Jeremy Roenick is saying. And when I read that, I think, yeah, Roenick knows something. That's what I think. I think he's plugged in. Guy like Jeremy Roenick, he knows everybody, right? He talks to people. He knows people inside and out. He knows what's happening.
Here's the other thing, Beetle.
Yeah.
If it were like an absolute no, there's no way he's going to play, wouldn't it have leaked by now? Somebody would have said something to somebody.
No. No, I think this is the most secretive thing that they know. Everybody's talking about it. I'd take the guy, put him in a dark room, not talk to anybody.
If it was 0% chance,
if it was zero, three people.
You probably know.
If it was 0 or 100, then I think we would have had a lead.
It tells me that they're making an effort to try and get it to happen.
I think they're trying to get into play. I think there's three people that are in on it. The doctor, Cam Neely, and Bruce Cassidy. And I wouldn't talk to anybody. I wouldn't even encourage Char. Like, hey, you know what? It looks pretty good, Z. Let's see how you feel 5 hours from now when you get to the rink.
Pierre LeBrun of ESPN, formerly ESPN, right? Now he's TSN. I think I have that right. He was part of the layoffs at ESPN. But everyone knows who Pierre LeBrun. Yeah, thank you. Pierre LeBrun, everyone knows him. He's a longtime NHL hockey writer. Even Pierre LeBrun will not rule out Zdeno Chara. He refuses to go there. He will not rule out Zdeno Chara for this game tonight at the Garden. In fact, we have some sound of him talking about this very topic. Here it is.
Pierre, it looks like Zdeno Chara may not play in Game 5, but Bruce Cassidy did say that he'd update him on Thursday morning.
And I refuse to rule out Zdeno Chara until the Bruins tell us he's out. It's just, I have this sneaking suspicion that the 42-year-old, this could be his last Stanley Cup final, obviously, that he's going to do everything he can to convince Bruce Cassidy and the team doctors and the trainers that he's okay to go, because that's the kind of guy he is. And so, yeah, it doesn't look good. I mean, the fact that he wasn't at practice on this day, Bruce Cassidy says that's not a great sign. But because the Bruins didn't come out and say that he was not playing in Game 5, I think there's a legitimate point to be made here, which is let's see how he wakes up tomorrow and he feels from this facial injury. That's why I think there was nothing definitive. Is he probably going to play? No, but I refuse to rule it out.
All right, so that's Pierre LeBrun. And this now, just the more we tell you about this, the more smoke there is to the fire.
Right.
There's just, well, wait on. There's more smoke. Is there a fire? Right? I mean, if they're trying, that is the fire. There's no guarantees. But so why not? Why not say there's an outside chance at this point? The question then becomes, do they absolutely need him? If Matt Grzelcyk is making his return tonight, Hardy, do the Bruins absolutely need Zdeno Chara to play tonight? At
no
70%.
No.
At some point, are they going to need to make a decision on whether or not it's, you know, wise?
Yeah, and you know, just for Chara's sake, you don't like the idea of him going out there if he's, you know, if he's going to be, and from a game standpoint too, you don't like the idea of him going out there and being tentative in either way. If it hurts to get anywhere near the guy's head because he's got a broken jaw, you don't want that. You don't need that. And also, is he going to be a little less effective if he doesn't see the puck as well? He's got that full shield on.
Yes.
I mean, careful what you wish for in circumstances like this. You know, you love the leadership. You love the big body out there. You love what he can do. And, you know, just to not break up the pairings any more than they already have been with Grzelcyk being out. But if Grzelcyk is in tonight, is it an absolute necessity that Chara plays also? No. I think if Grzelcyk plays, and that's another one that, you know, I think I said it last week. I'm like, okay, he's in the concussion protocol. You give him a week and see how it goes. He's back skating yesterday. He's talking about feeling good. I think if he goes tonight, that they'd be fine without Chara. I also feel if Chara doesn't play tonight, I have no expectation of seeing him later in the series.
If he doesn't go tonight?
If he doesn't go in Game 5. I mean, we all know how pivotal Game 5s are. We know how... This is a big one.
I know
tonight.
That. But
this is a big one tonight.
But to
I mean, what does Game 5 have to do with 6? What if, you know, he gets... What if he's in better shape a couple days from now than where he is now?
To our fun broken jaw segment or hour yesterday when we had all the people calling in that had the broken jaws, and then the dentist and orthodontist that called in and said, if it's about plates and screws, then it's about stabilizing it. Then it's how comfortable do you feel? And maybe in 3 days from now or 4 days from now, he feels more comfortable than he does today.
What if 2 days from now he can move his head and the pain is a lot better?
Or
and,
swelling.
And the pain management swelling and the swelling down. Is in a much better place.
If he doesn't play tonight, doesn't mean he's going to play next game. I think it's open. I think it's open to playing as good as he feels.
And if they're still trying to get him ready to play tonight, then that must mean it's not... I take it as good news either way because it means it's not on the severe end of it.
Yeah, until,
if there's an outside chance he's playing tonight, then that means it's not as horrible as it could have been.
Until he's ruled out for the series, he's not ruled out.
Correct.
Could be tonight, could be six, could be game seven.
Yeah, so I think on some level you could take all this today, whether or not he plays tonight, is some sort of positive. And I will say this, if they're leaving it up to him, he's playing. He's not going to say no. That guy won't say no.
No, he might go back out on the bench and sit there with a broken jaw.
Which tells me, I mean, I don't think it's up to him.
Yeah.
I doubt it's up to him.
Probably not.
It's probably not up to him. It's probably not his decision. If it is his decision, he plays. He has to get cleared first to play. He was not cleared to come back and play the other night. It wasn't his call. It was the doctor's call, not the coach, not the player.
I heard DeBrusque.
Doctors said no, and DeBrusque, as you heard in that clip at the top of the hour, said that.
Yeah. It's you know, he says now, you know, nowadays it's different. We know where hockey players will all want to play, but when that doctor tells you you're out, you're out. There's no jumping the doctor. There's no Bill Parcells parcelling it.
617-779-0985. Let's get to your calls on this. Will Chara play tonight? Our thoughts on game five. What are we going to see tonight at the Garden with the series tied at two games apiece? How do the Bruins respond after losing game four? And maybe we'll hear from Jeremy Roenick as well. He thinks with the technology that we could see Zdeno Chara as soon as tonight. We might be checking in with him coming up soon as well, so don't go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand, on the only place for the local call of the game, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Grizz skated today, red jersey. He's still in protocol. When he gets cleared, he'll be ready to go, whether that's by tomorrow or not. I can tell you today, Z, facial injury. No update on him. Give you a prognosis on him tomorrow. That's probably the best I can give you right now. Obviously, Z's not here, didn't skate, so it makes it a little more difficult for him. I've always said that. The guys that are skating are obviously a little closer.
That's Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy playing it close to the vest yesterday. Obviously, there might be more that he reveals today as we get closer to the game tonight, which is still 10 hours away, 10 more hours before they play the game. Yikes. We're expecting to talk to Jeremy Roenick coming up in a couple of minutes here on Zolak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Brian is in Worcester. We'll take some of your calls in the meantime. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, I'm thinking Zdeno Chara is going to be one of the toughest guys remaining in the NHL. And didn't St. Louis, don't they have a guy out there with his jaw wide set as well? So I figure if one of them can do it, Zdeno Chara could do it, even if they give him limited minutes, you know, 10, 12 minutes, burn a couple of power plays, just get out there, and it won't hurt to have him out there if he can skate.
Yeah, and I think the question becomes then, do they carry that seventh defenseman with Chara? So they go seven defensemen, 11 forwards, and Chara is one of the seven. Mm. Because they're only going to get 10 minutes out of Chara.
At that point, what are you really gaining, you know? And you're losing a forward in order to do it. You know, I start to question the wisdom of it. It's like if he's good to go, if he's 85% and you put him back out there and you don't have to disrupt the pairings. And, yeah, even though
what are you gaining out of Backus right now?
Right? What are you gaining out of a lot of these guys with the 5-on-5 goals? I mean, it's not like Backus is the only one who's had some suspect offensive production so far in this series.
Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in from NBC Sports Network. It is Jeremy Roenick. Jeremy, thank you for taking the time. We really appreciate it. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Matt, the magic of the courtyard on Cape Cod, the connections that you can make, and finally get your bumper. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time.
Courtyard's the place to be, no question.
It really is. Hey, you look at this game tonight and with everything that's going on with Char. I know you're around these guys. What do you expect to happen tonight from Chara's standpoint? And hockey has changed over the years, right, you know, as far as the medical part of it. But what do you expect from Zdeno Chara, if anything, tonight?
Well, I think that the game has changed, but Zdeno Chara hasn't changed. You know, we can still consider him an old-school, you know, I say back-in-the-day player. I mean, I'm not that old, but the game is much different than it was in the 90s. And Zdeno is a guy that played back then and knows, you know, what it takes to win and the sacrifice you have to win. And I would expect him to play. I mean, I know a jaw is a tough thing to have to work through. I played with a broken jaw in 1998, and you know, I was in the first round. I wasn't two wins away from the Stanley Cup. And you know, my mentality was, you don't play with your face. I don't have to shoot with my face. I don't have to skate with my face. All I got to do is find a way to breathe. And if I know Zdeno Chara the way I think I do, he's going to do everything he can to try to get this last cup under his belt. And his face can heal after his career is over.
Jeremy, I know you guys, you know, you don't shoot with your face. You don't, you know, skate with your face. But, and I know you guys are a different breed, but occasionally someone will brush up against your face. You know, you're going to have contact with your head with a broken jaw. To me, that seems like the part that could be the most dangerous, literally and figuratively, just making incidental contact, if that would make him skate more tentatively, or just, the added pain that he might be in if he does draw some contact up around his head.
Pain goes away. Pride is forever.
Nice. Pain don't hurt. I saw that in a movie, I think.
Yeah. Pain goes away. Pride is forever. So okay, for me, yeah, I don't, and hockey players don't care whether there's pain. At least some of them don't. Maybe a little bit more so in this generation. But Zdeno Chara is a different breed, and I don't think it's a pain aspect for him. You know, I think for him is to make sure that he can breathe, he can play right, and he doesn't bring his team down in his level of play. And that's where his decision is going to have to be made.
So, as we've talked about in the last couple of minutes, if we're talking about a decision for Zdeno Chara, everybody knows that his decision will be to play. What's the process like today, you know, with medical people and doctors? Because we heard the other night that, medically speaking, Bruce Cassidy was told he couldn't put Zdeno Chara into the game, that he was out. So does he have to get the clearance from the doctors today before he's allowed to even have a decision in any of this?
Well, I think right when you get a head injury or a facial injury, the first thing they're going to think of is concussion, and not knowing exactly how you're going to feel, or you know, how things are going to react right during game time to come back into a game. You know, he has had a couple days to to kind of reset, see how his moods are, see how he feels. And I don't think it's because of his jaw why they didn't let him back. I believe that it was probably for concussion reasons, that maybe there could have been a concussion getting hit in the face that hard. So those issues will be talked about at length, more so than the if there is a crack in his jaw.
Going back to your broken jaw, Jeremy, what was the details on that? Was it did you have a plate in? Did you have it wired up? And from a numbing standpoint, did they have the ability to numb it before the game?
Well, I broke my jaw in four places. That's when Darian Hatcher elbowed me with about three games left in the season. And I actually had 2 weeks in between games. I played game seven with a big face mask on, and my jaw was tracked, but I had rubber bands on my jaw, so I could open it a little bit, but still with four clean breaks through my jaw, it wasn't that sturdy, but you know, I was able to get through it, and even though it was unstable, it didn't bother me from hitting or getting bumped or anything like that. It was, you know, the rubber bands did its job.
That sounds terrible. Are you expecting a response from the Bruins tonight? It doesn't feel like momentum has been much of a factor in this series to this point.
Well, we always say, you know, St. Louis always rebounds from a bad loss. The Bruins do also. They haven't had that many losses over the last couple of weeks, but they always seem to have that bounce-back game. Game 3 was the best game I've seen them play in the playoffs after coming off that tough loss to St. Louis in Game 2. They're such a resilient bunch. They're such a proud hockey team. And, you know, and I'm sure the number one line is frustrated at their, you know, at their lack of production in game four. So I would expect them to come out and have a big night tonight.
Pierre McGuire put Bergeron on the spot and flat out asked him, are you hurt? And he said, I feel good. I feel good right now. From what you see and how you know Patrice, do you think he's dealing with something?
Well, listen, I give Pierre credit for asking him that question, but you know exactly what he's going to say. Yeah. There is no way on this green earth that anybody is going to say, oh, yeah, I'm hurt. My leg is hurting me, or my groin hurts, or my back hurts, or, you know, nobody's going to give away that kind of information. So, you know, but it's out there. I think he's beat up a little bit. Everybody is at this point of the year. No way can you go through three hard rounds of playoff hockey and feel really good. So I'm sure he's beat up with the amount of minutes he plays, his age. But he's such a warrior. He's such a gamer and one of the best leaders in the game. He's gonna keep trucking through no matter how he feels. So I give him a lot of credit.
Jeremy, one more for you. Should Bruins fans be concerned with the lack of production from the top six forwards and 5-on-5 play in this series, considering we're getting later in the series and the officials might start to put their whistles away and the penalties might start going away?
Well, I mean, the one guy that I think needs to step up and start doing something is David Krejci. You know, he's making some nice plays, but he's not getting on the board. And, you know, he's not making the greatest setup plays. He's not producing point-wise. And that's a guy that you need to step it up. And, yes, I mean, Bergeron and Marchand and Pasternak, they're getting their power play time. But they need to string a couple games together of getting some points. If they do that, the Bruins normally win. When that top line is shut down, you know, it's the Krejci that's got to come through. I mean, you've gotten some great production from Charlie Coyle. I thought Marcus Johansson has played extremely well this playoffs. You've got an amazing production from your fourth line. The third line needs to step up. I think Jake DeBrus has to be a little bit more involved offensively. So, I mean, if that happens, the Bruins will win.
All right, Jeremy, appreciate the time today. I know it's a long day for you guys. You got a bunch of production meetings coming up, but we really appreciate you taking the time to come on with us.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. My pleasure.
All right, thanks. Jeremy Roenick from NBC Sports. You will, of course, see him on all the coverage for tonight's Game 5. Taking a couple minutes to talk about tonight. And he feels Chara is going to give it a go, and he thinks that the only reason Chara
pain
was
goes
not...
away. Pride is forever.
He thinks the only reason Chara was not allowed to play in the game the other night was because they were cautious about a potential concussion.
Because you don't know for sure. That's one thing. Like, you could x-ray the jaw and know, okay, we got cracks here, here, and here, and here's a break. We don't know what's going on inside your head.
That medically, they won't stop a guy from playing with a broken jaw. That's going to be up to the player.
See, but if you thought if he was concussed, you sort of hide him, right? You put him in a room. Like, you take him away from right down that
tunnel. That's what I thought, that they wouldn't let him back out there.
Any concussion in hockey, boom, they go away. So, makes sense. I mean, it all makes sense. He's playing tonight.
He thinks Char is in. That's the word from Jeremy Roenick. Our thanks to him again for joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline this morning. We are live from in front of Boston Sports Grill in the Star Market broadcast booth in front of Boston Sports Grill right on Canal Street. We're setting up the stage and whatnot here again. Getting ready for that. We're with Bud Light today.
I think someone's getting towed out of here. That's what's happening right now.
We'll be here all day. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls on the Bruins next.
Pain goes away, pride is forever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
right when you get a head injury or a facial injury, the first thing they're going to think of is concussion. And not knowing exactly how you're going to feel or, you know, how things are going to react right during game time to come back into a game. You know, he has had a couple days to, you know, to kind of reset, see how his moods are, see how he feels. And I don't think it's because of his jaw why they didn't let him back. I believe that it was probably for concussion reasons, that maybe there could have been a concussion getting hit in the face that hard. So those issues will be talked about at length more so than the if there is a crack in his jaw.
Goes away. Pride is forever.
That's right. Put that on the wall. Put that on the inspirational poster.
Pain goes away. Pride is forever.
That's right, because the Bruins have an optional skate that is taking place right now at TD Garden, and the Bruins captain is on the ice.
Nice. He's
going to play.
He's going to play. Maybe limited, but that's why you're going to carry the extra one. And
he's out there, full mask.
Wow.
Is what he's wearing out there. Pierre LeBrun just tweeted a picture of it. He's got the full mask on. Looking at a video of him out there now.
Pierre LeBrun or Pierre LeBron?
LeBron. Pierre LeBron.
Boston Bruins tweeting out their own video. Zdeno Chara on the ice.
If he's iffy?
That's right. It's from the Bruins, Beatle.
If he's iffy, they don't tweet that.
That's kind of what I think. Why I bring it up.
If we're leaning no, you don't promote that. Because your team puts that out.
The Bruins.
The actual Bruins.
The Bruins.
Tweet the video out. They know he's going to go. Because it adds to the build.
Well, as Mike Francesa likes to say, Bruins are
beat up there.
Tough
to beat there.
Makes it tough for them to beat that. They don't lose to hardly anybody in that building.
Tell me something about the ice.
Chara looks like he's going to be a pretty good player.
So this is trending in the right direction as far as
the
build.
I would say so. There you go. Zdeno Chara is skating this morning for the Bruins.
Hey, one more thing. Grizzlick's on the ice, too.
Yeah, I think...
Can I throw this something out there?
Yeah.
Do you think if they go 7Ds, it includes both Grizzlick and Chara?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, we talked about that
yesterday.
If you're forced to do that in order to get both those guys back on the ice, is they're going to be so limited? I wonder about the wisdom of changing up, you know, the forward configuration. And I really don't mind swapping them around all that much, but, you know, someone's gonna pop. Someone's going to break through from these forwards who hasn't already. And we have no idea who it's going to be. You know, it's like, oh, sit back. It's like, hell, you could sit Krejci at this point if you're just looking at actual production. Right. I know Krejci does more, and he does more away from the puck.
The collisions are there with Backes and that, but what good has come out of those? And what has Backes done from an offensive standpoint that warrants – him to not be one of those guys.
You could say that about a lot of these guys.
Here's your list.
They're scoring on the power play, but they're not scoring, you know, out there on, you know, in an even strength situation.
Here's your list of skaters at the morning skate. Both goalies are there, but then it's Chara, Grizzlick, Moore, Kämpfer, Vaakanainen, Kuhlman. Those are the skaters that are there. So you have all those defensive options all there. Moore, Kämpfer, Vaakanainen. All in the mix.
Wow.
All out on the ice this morning. It feels more and more like Zdeno Chara will be a go for the Bruins tonight.
Well, let me end the suspense for you right now. After the morning skate, Cassie has a chance to talk again. I'll tell you right now, he's going to be a game-time decision. Chara will be a game-time.
That's what he's going to say?
That's what he's going to say.
Okay.
The build will be even that much better. What are you going to do until then for 5 hours? Once you get off this show?
I don't know.
I mean, 5 hours, 6 hours.
You might lay it out, but it's actually pretty mundane. I mean,
you
I can tell
you
everything.
For 6.5 hours.
Go home?
Well, I mean, you're going to go home.
Oh, you are going home?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I
got some laundry to do. Then we do homework. You know, we'll do a little training. You know, a little.
I thought since you took the train, you were here for the day.
A little dog training.
No. We'll take the train home.
Take train home. And I'll check the train back in.
It's intriguing, this train thing.
Yeah, it's good.
One day.
Well, we take different types of trains here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
I'll take a different type of train here tonight, actually.
I take the subway. Hardy takes the commuter rail.
And then the subway.
And then the subway.
But tonight I'm gonna be and tonight I'll be all subway.
So you guys both go past work, right? That train stop?
No, I do.
Which way are you going?
He takes a
You could do what I do. You could do what I do very easily.
Yeah, you would a good train. Train.
You could I'll explain nice to you off the air. I'll explain
a lot of seating
to you
on that train.
Yeah. It's glorious.
Car there?
Yeah, and they got a
a
bar car.
I took the sardine can.
Yeah, they got a bar car.
Where would I get it at home?
I'll tell you off the air.
We'll talk about that off the air, okay? Let's go to Joseph. I don't know where you're calling from, Joseph. Go ahead,
Hello?
From New Hampshire. You guys hear me?
Yeah, okay. Yep. How you doing?
Yes.
I'm doing good. So let's talk about Chara. So I was going to say, I don't think he's playing tonight, but this is kind of like Nathan Horton all over again, except he's playing. The Garden's going to be loud tonight.
It's like Curt Schilling. That's the best example.
Nah, it's not like Hart got knocked out and was
Bruins,
done.
I mean, if the Bruins are able to take the next two games and win this, I mean, Chara playing, this is going to be one of the most legendary moments in Bruins history up there. He's playing at that age with a broken jaw. You kidding me?
We got that call yesterday on Schilling, and it sort of started getting you thinking. Yeah, this is... And
yeah,
from
I kind of hope they show the video. I wanted to see it tonight, you know, on the stage. You know, and just...
To what Roenick said, pain goes away. Pride is forever. Like, that stuff Schilling did, regardless of what you think of Curt Schilling, whether he's nuts or not, you'll never forget that, what he did for that team. That's legendary. That is legacy-type stuff. Char skates tonight, helps kill a couple penalties, maybe helps you on that power. Who knows what happens or how many minutes he's going to give you. But say they're impactful. Yeah. When he hoists that cup, if they win and when they win, it'll feel that much more satisfying because that guy sucked it up. He probably can't even talk.
Mike is in West Roxbury. Hey, Mike.
How's it going, guys? I hate to do the same tired comparison about basketball versus hockey, but you look at Zdeno Chara, all he's going through to get on the ice, like risking permanent damage to his health. And then you look at Kevin Garnett, who literally might be costing his team a championship by sitting out with, I still haven't got a full explanation of what his injury is, like he strained a calf or something, but I just find that amazing. If you could talk on that a little bit.
About whose injury? The strained calf?
Kevin Garnett in 2010.
No, he's talking about Durant.
Or what?
I think he's talking about Durant. Kevin Durant.
Kevin
he said
Durant?
Garnett,
Kevin
I think,
Durant.
By mistake.
Okay.
Kevin Durant.
So, yeah, Thompson had the strained hamstring, which is why Clay didn't play last night. You know, I thought the same thing about Durant, and
you know, obviously can't go. Can't be effective.
Is it all that obvious? I don't know.
Well, when that injury to Kevin Durant happened, I thought it was Achilles all the way. Like, he looked like he got kicked from behind. And everybody that had ruptured Achilles injuries said that's an Achilles, because that's exactly what happened to me. When you look down, you're like, there was nobody behind you. Like, whoa, who kicked me?
Yeah.
Then he limped and he couldn't get off.
And I mean, hockey players are just such a different breed. You can't
two. Don't we think that Kevin Durant's injury, though, is an Achilles injury?
I think it is. Isn't
that what it is?
It's an Achilles strain.
Yeah.
And they're calling it a calf.
They're calling it a calf.
They don't want to send the alarms off.
I mean, I know hockey players get out there and play with, you know, broken bones in their feet and stuff all the time, but, you know, they'll even tell you. It's like, oh, yeah, if you break a bone in your foot during the game, just leave the skate on. It's no big deal. You can finish the game.
Tie tighter.
Yeah, tie it tighter.
You want to tie it tighter so the swelling goes right up to the rest of your body and not your ankle.
It's like wearing a cast. I mean, so they actually kind of have an advantage in that regard, but they're just a different breed.
Yeah, split it up.
I don't know. I've thought about Durant, too. It's like, wow, he's still not playing, huh? He wasn't. So at some point, is the Achilles going to be okay? I don't know. Once they're down, now that they're down 2-1 in the series, what if they go down 3-1 in the series? At that point, is it like, what the hell is the point? Why should I even come back? I don't know. Could he have forced himself to get out there and play? Probably. Last night would have been the night, though, with Klay Thompson out also. Had Kevin Durant been able to play, it's tough for me to believe he wouldn't have played last night. Had he been, you know, is he holding himself out because he's only 90%? No, I don't think so. I think Kevin Durant would have played last night had he been able to.
Speaking of the NBA Finals, we'll get to that next hour. We want to talk some basketball, including something from 2008 with the Celtics and Paul Pierce. Speaking of gutting out injuries and playing through things, remember that heroic comeback after being wheeled off the court in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Paul Pierce gave some details about that more than 10 years later. Last night.
Would have liked him back then.
Last night, he gave details on why it is he needed to be wheeled off the court in a wheelchair. Had to go poop.
You got to go. You got to go.
That from Paul Pierce coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street. Sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand. It's the Stanley Cup Finals on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Before we get to Paul Pierce, some updates from the Garden. Bruce Cassidy is speaking. And he's given some details. First, this. A prediction that Hardy made just minutes ago has come to fruition. That is that both Zdeno Chara and Matt Grizzlick are game-time decisions, according to Bruce Cassidy. Chara and Grizzlick game-time calls, according to Cassidy. On top of that, he's given details. The team doctor has to give Chara the green light, and then it will be up to Chara whether or not to play. So we've gotten clarification on that part. We talked about it last hour. Earlier in this hour, I should say, with Jeremy Roenick. This is going to come down to the team doctor giving the green light first. Then it is up to Chara, which is an automatic green light if you're asking us. It's down to the doctors.
I'm looking at the mask now, and it's an open mask in the front, so it covers the lower portion of the jaw. If I'm St. Louis, I'm preparing for him to play. I have to look at it from Berube's side, too. Like, you look at this, hey, guys, this guy's going to play. So I don't know how that changes the way we go at it. What, do you encourage them to go at the head a little bit more?
No.
See, that's tough, too. I mean, 6'9" guy.
Yeah, how do you
up and at
him? Yeah, what are you going to do?
Because I've heard this from people. Oh, we can't go out there. They're going to go after his head. They got to worry about playing their own game as opposed to, hey, let's take out a guy. Like, really, how effective has he been? He's a good player. 6'9". He's effective. But if you're going to skate around from a St. Louis perspective and in a 2-2 series – and think we need to go after Big Z, then you're losing total concept of what you want to achieve as a team.
Cassidy said playing 7D tonight still an option for Game 5, depending on availability.
That's again, in flux, I think. Now.
And again, he said if the doctors say no, then Zdeno Chara has no say.
Right.
So we wait. And if that doctor says no, we riot.
One more thing he said, as these quotes are coming out, he said that they were first, as Roenick said, they were first worried about the concussion, which he did not have.
Oh, that's good. Then that strictly just breaks to the bone.
He's playing, man. The team is making a point, I believe, on Twitter, if I can find it. Give me 1 second. To let everyone know that Matt Grizzlick is on the ice today wearing a black regular contact jersey. Is that right?
He's go.
Yeah, here it is. 13 minutes ago. Matt Grizzlick also on the ice wearing a regular black practice jersey.
And that's from the team Twitter?
Team Twitter.
There's no way teams go out and put those type of videos out if it's not heavily leaning to both of those.
Oh, this is a question I asked yesterday.
Because it puts the players in a bad spot.
Does morning skate count as a full contact practice for a concussion protocol?
Good question.
I don't know the answer. It might. I mean,
it must. Or else that's why they get...
It might be one of these scenarios where they say, well, there's no contact practice available today, but if there were a full contact practice available today, he would be a full go for it, so it counts.
So if you put the burgundy one or red or whatever the hell what color it is, maroon, that means he can't touch him.
Right.
No contact. Then that's not part of the protocol.
And based
so it's got to be black jersey
protocol. And based on the
protocol.
Fact that the head coach of the Bruins is saying that he's a game-time call for tonight, makes me think that this is not at all a hurdle. That's it. He's out of the protocol, and he's good to go tonight, as long as he's cleared. And he will be a game-time call. So, again, Bruce Cassidy says that it is a game-time decision for both Chara and for Grizzlick. And I'm now reading another quote from Bruce Cassidy. that seems to contradict what he said the other night about Zdeno Chara. Saying, quote, he was never ruled out for that game in St. Louis. He was only ruled out for the third period. If he wasn't fully docked on Monday, you would think...
Wait a minute.
It's up to, you would think it's up to Chara to play tonight.
No, he said after the game, the doc just ruled him out.
For the third period, if it went to overtime, he
may have
been
cleared. So now he can play in overtime, but he can't play in the third period? What the hell's that mean?
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
I really don't know.
I don't understand that at all.
If he wasn't fully docked on Monday, you would think it's up to Chara to play tonight. Oh, this is, sorry, that's not a quote. That's actually Trey Dayer adding that in, into that quote.
Oh.
He was never ruled out for that game in St. Louis. He was only ruled out for the third period. For what? Monitoring of a concussion? Possible concussion? Is he tipping his hand there? Is he revealing something?
Well, like I said, when that hit happens, they don't fully know if he passes the initial concussion test. But let's be honest, man.
Sort of an observational period there?
Yeah, let's watch him.
So if they went to overtime, he was able to play?
Maybe that's why he was suited up. Maybe that's why he was suited up.
That's just one more sign that he's going to play tonight, is what that is.
Maybe that's them trying to get reassurance that he didn't have the concussion, because you can't tell. You don't know the brain. Everybody's brain's different. You can see a broken bone. That's definitive on an X-ray. Concussion is not.
All right.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Well, here we are. We're behind now because we wanted to get to Paul Pierce's story from last night. Talking about 2008 when he was carted off the floor. I mean, you remember it. Game one of the 2008 NBA Finals. Had to get wheeled down the tunnel in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Right?
This is why people roll their eyes when basketball players get hurt for one of those type of reasons.
That was 11 years ago. I can't believe that was 11 years ago already. During pregame coverage last night, Paul Pierce talked about the wheelchair incident. And he said he wasn't hurt, that he just had to, relieve himself. Here's Paul Pierce.
11 years ago today, wheelchaired off the floor for reasons he will keep to himself.
I have a confession to make.
Whoa.
I just had to go to a bathroom.
Another one or another two? I had to go to the bathroom. But why did you need a wheelchair to get to the bathroom?
It was that bad.
Something went down. I had to go to the
bathroom. Oh,
you were streaking?
Okay, anywho, injuries.
That's it.
Now, people might want to say, he's lying or he's joking. Someone has found and gone back and taken still grabs
of his white pants,
of his white home Celtic shorts.
He sat on a chocolate bar in that game. Yeah, he sat on a chocolate bar.
And there's some staining, small stains.
Come on, there's some small stains.
And those dudes wear tights under there,
in
too.
In that area.
That's bad.
He had some issues that night. Which is why he needed to get the wheelchair action to the locker room. Someone else has also pointed out that Tony Allen's face, when he lifts up Paul Pierce, is a look of just, his face is disgust. When you go back and look at that clip, you know, just look at Tony Allen's face. He's just gross.
Sometimes you just got to let it go. Like,
you buy it? I'm buying it.
Was that Utapipic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to let it go sometimes.
Well,
it only happened to me one time. And this is a training camp, the old training camp.
Oh, as a player, one time.
Smithfield. You're out there in full pads.
Yeah.
And they're feeling well, and you got to go. You can't run all the way back to where our gymnasium was, which was a good half a mile walk.
A long way.
So there was an old shed out behind field number one on the other side where the woods were.
There were no porta potties out there for you or anything?
There was like one, but it was like it was backed up with fans. And then you got to go through the fans, you know? So you either make a dash to the weeds under the trees and the trees with a couple hand towels and then come back quickly because you don't really want to be away from practice that quick. So decisions you need to make on the fly. I can't question Paul Pierce. You ever been on a golf course? Maybe hole 12?
No.
Your lips start sweating.
No.
No?
It's never happened to me. It happened to a good friend of mine. I don't want to say his name because I don't want to embarrass him. Steve Hendershot. He was...
Steve Hendershot. What did he do?
Attending a very nice wedding in Scotland. It was actually at a castle, right? And they're there the day before, a couple days before the wedding.
Good steak.
Long flight over. Dinner. Huge meal. Lamb, potatoes, like all this thing. Next day, let's go for a walk across the moors, right? With the you know, bride's family, this, you know, his friend of ours, and, you know, he's meeting the family for the first time. They start walking, and he's got to go. So he faked an injury. Oh. He said, I just need to sit on this log for a while and wait, and, you know, until my leg heals. Oh, no, we'll stay here with you. No, go on without me. Walking. Go on without me. Go find the sheep or whatever it is that you're out looking for. And he waited.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.